Newt, N-E-W-T, Hummel, H-U-M-M-E-L, 9/17/81. Of course, today is still the 6th. This is a 2-year-old young man, comes in today with symptoms of cough for 4 days, fever 1 day, throat pain, exposure to strep, congestion. He has a history of reactive airway disease. His mom worked for a pediatric clinic here in town for 8 years. She let him have his symptoms for about 2 or 3 days, and when he started having fever, she got concerned, wanted him to come be checked because he does have ear symptoms of otitis media now, per mom, period. COVID immunization, none. Charles immunization, up to date. Lives with mom and dad. Under social, no smoking exposure. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problem, negative. Current medications, none. Allergy, no drug allergy. He's alert, he's awake, he's not septic. 30 pounds, 99%, 99 temp, 2138. Heart pulses, home pulses, two lungs are clear. TMs are red, bilaterally. Portion of pharynx is red, inflamed, logical, non-focal. Skin shows no rash. He looks familiar. Mom knows that there's no treatment for COVID. She doesn't want any treatment for the flu. We're going to give him some antibiotics, so we didn't do any strep testing today. So he got Motrin for fever. She knows how to alternate between Motrin and Tylenol, period. He also got a prescription for Bromfit low dose at 1/4 teaspoon every 8 hours. And also Amoxil 400 milligram, 1/2 teaspoon twice a day. As well as he's using his medication for reactive airway disease, albuterol 1.25 milligram per nebulizer that she knows how to use. If there's any changes in his condition, she will let us know. Again, she worked for a pediatric clinic for 8 years. She recognizes issues and problems, and child does not appear to be septic for sure. Next number is reactive airway disease. Next number is fever. Next number is continue with NEP treatments. Next number, prescriptions discussed with mom at length before leaving the office. Thank you.